Good morning, I'm Celeste Headley here with John Hockenberry, and all morning we will bring you updates from the devastating earthquake in Haiti. But we'd like to hear from you if you have updates in your own family and among your own friends. Give us a call at 8778-MYTAKE or mytakeatthetakeaway.org to give us a sense of how you're reacting, especially Haitian Americans, to the earthquake in Port-au-Prince. First, here's a story on Leading Stories at 47 minutes after the hour. Aftershocks have been rattling the devastated capital of Haiti following yesterday's 7.0 magnitude quake. Dazed and injured people have been pleading for help on the streets. Many of the dead are lying among collapsed buildings in the capital. Meanwhile, the Red Cross and other aid groups are readying a major disaster relief effort in the area. It's being called the strongest earthquake to hit the Caribbean nation in more than 200 years. The Red Cross says as many as 3 million people are affected.
And we can check on some of the other stories we're following this morning. In the past hour, Yemeni officials say their troops have killed the leader of an Al-Qaeda cell in the east of that country. Back at home, President Obama and Democratic leaders meet this morning to hammer out details for that final health care overhaul bill. And top bank executives can expect a grilling today when they appear before a panel investigating the causes of the financial meltdown. Four of Wall Street's top bosses from Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, Bank of America, and J.P. Morgan are expected to give testimony before the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission. And staying in finance, here's a big story this morning. Search engine giant Google has announced that the company suffered a focused and sophisticated cyber attack from China, and that the result of that may be that it severs its working relationship with the Chinese economy. Joining us is Clive Thompson, tech blogger, contributing writer for New York Times Magazine and Wired. Clive, good morning.
Good morning.
Normally, a company working in China capitulates when there's this kind of a conflict, but Google seems to be standing tough. What's going on here, and what's the nature of this attack?
Well, the nature of the attack appears to be that that they had a very serious corporate intrusion. They had some attacks that reached right inside their own network. It was looking for a bunch of information, apparently including information about people that have been doing work on human rights in China, and there was some Gmail accounts that were compromised. But more worryingly for Google, what appears to have been compromised, according to people close to the situation, is it's sort of an internal system that's used normally to help comply with requests from the Chinese government. So it was a very sophisticated, very deep attack, and it appears to have originated right inside China. And the clear allegation here is that the Chinese government itself either was behind or is certainly supporting this intrusion. That's if you read between the lines, that's what's going. That's what Google's announcement is about. When they say that they can no longer tolerate the business environment in China, that is a straightforward allusion to the idea that that the Chinese government is not only looking the other way, but maybe even behind these attacks.
And Google has invested billions in China, so to walk away from it would be a significant sort of reversal, financially speaking. Before we go, Clive, give us a sense. We were just reading some tweets and some sense of the social media coming out of Haiti. As a blogger, are you monitoring some of that in the aftermath of this earthquake in Port-au-Prince?
Yeah, I am, and the thing that's very interesting is that Twitter has a thing that's called the trending topics, right? And so whatever people are talking about the most, you will see when you log on to Twitter. And it was very interesting watching how, because you got this very quick surge in volume, I was alerted to what was going on through Twitter. Was the first place I saw this happening. I could see the trending topics happening, and as new things come up, like places where you can donate money, those have begun to arise too. I clicked on this trending topic, YELE, didn't know what it was. Turns out it's the major way you can donate money right now to help the relief. So Twitter has been this sort of like rapid response, bringing stuff that you didn't know was happening with Haiti to your attention, sort of in the corner of your your eyes. So we're seeing this over and over again in
big
emergency
news stories,
situations.
Right?
Well, news stories.
It's a conduit of information and also a conduit of aid, and there's a link to that site on our site, thetakeaway.org. Clive Thompson, tech blogger, contributing writer for our partner, the New York Times Magazine and Wired. Thanks so much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.